Hello again. It's Pentecost Sunday. As I was preparing for the homily and for this podcast today, I was reminded of something one of my favourite saints, and I have a few of them, St. John Henry Newman said. And he said it earlier in his life, when he was on his pathway of conversion from the Church of England to the Catholic Church. And he said, "To be steeped in history is to cease to be Protestant. To be steeped in history is to cease to be Protestant." Well, he came to that conclusion while he was an Anglican minister at Oxford University, and he did an in-depth study of the Arian heresy of the 4th century. And as he discovered how the church of that time refuted and debunked the errors of Arius and his false teaching, John Henry came to see that the church of the 4th century was the same as the Catholic Church of the 19th, in which he lived. So he came to know, by personal study, that the Catholic claim to be in direct continuity with Christ and the apostles was true, and the Protestant claim that somehow the church had been corrupted and was rediscovered in the 16th century by Luther, Calvin, and Henry VIII, and others, was a false claim. Now, I say this not to continue on with it, but to agree with St. John Henry's words and to match them with St. Paul's words in the epistle reading. I am convinced that the more we know history, the more we understand that there never really has been a time when the world has been fully on side with the message of Christ. There may have been times when there was more agreement in society about moral issues, and times when it was the accepted thing to go to church on Sunday. But never has the world embraced Christ. As Jesus said himself, "If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you." So yes, to quote St. Paul, our society is saturated with fornication, gross indecency, and sexual irresponsibility. Many think horoscopes, sorcery, worshipping idols, and the occult are no big deal. There is abuse of alcohol and drugs. Disagreement leads to being cancelled and personal abuse and vilification. But the Galatians of the first century were falling prey to all these evils, and they were surrounded by them, as we are. The antidote and the remedy for all this is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father and the Son sent to abide in those who belong to Christ. The evidence of the presence of the Holy Spirit are those 9 beautiful qualities listed in the epistle. Indeed, the works of the Spirit are opposite to and opposed to the works of the world. But the Holy Spirit comes not to destroy the world, but to transform it through transforming the hearts of his faithful ones. I suppose one thing that does mark our postmodern era in which we live has been the decrease of religious faith and the rise of what has been called a therapeutic worldview. Such a worldview seeks to reconcile individuals to their own desires and even their pathologies, which are their evil desires or destructive desires. And this worldview, this therapeutic worldview, goes something like this. You have to know your desires, even your destructive ones, own them, even embrace them, because they determine what sort of person you are. You are in charge of your desires, and because they are yours, you can act according to them, even change your life to align with them. The flaw in this thinking is that it is self-referential and self-oriented. It can lead people to be not aligned to their families, to their communities, or God's created order, let alone His vision for human life. We are not really safe in this worldview, because a person will not feel imperiled by their own weakness or their propensity to possible sin. Rather, we believe that the Father sent the Son, who took our human nature to Himself, lived, suffered, died, and rose from the dead to accomplish our salvation. Then the Father and the Son sent the Holy Spirit, so that the Church may bear witness to Christ, so that the Church will lead us to the complete truth and know of the things to come, and so that Christ may be glorified in the world. Come to our hearts, O Holy Spirit, come.